It's a big machlekes between poiske zmaneinu. If you're allowed to take showers in Yontif, a lot of people know that has read about it, but the more and more that I try to find out, I see that most people don't know really what is the right thing to do. I want Taka to learn Taka the Indian together. I want Taka that I let every time in the middle of Shir, if someone likes to leave, I don't mind. But if the Marshal, it's mashmah to him that it's mutter and he leaves in the middle, don't pass in that it's mutter until you hear the end of the Shir. Because I want to explain what is the studying that it's mutter, what is the studying that is osur, and what you have to do lemaise. Moshal, I spoke to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa half an hour ago. He told me, I went over to discuss different tzadim, that is maybe a mashmoris in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, that in some cases you're allowed to take a shower, yontif. And like in the middle he started to yell, and he told me, oh, you're saying shir on it? Tell them for sure not to take showers in yontif. Maybe it's mashma and my sefer that you're allowed to. Tell them, I'm telling them, osur gomu. Tell them in my name, I'm telling to everyone specific, don't take a shower. If you listen to Mishmir Shabbos, don't take a shower. Maybe it's, you learn my sefer, it says, Mutter, I'm asking, ask in my name to everyone, stop to play games, don't take showers. These are his words. I explained to you how it came to the conversation. Peter Michapt, what is going on here? He said, Mia, ask it how much you could, just ask it. Yontif showers, we never heard such a thing in my life. Even the Summa reading Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, maybe it's Mashma Fakel. So it only shows that all the other form that it says Mutter, it doesn't mean that we'll take showers. And some people find it true for Ramesha, but it doesn't mean to do it. That's what I'm trying to prove from that, from the Mechaber Alein that says that it's Mutter, that he means to tell you no. So don't tell me after if you found the Yigas Moshe, you found that. But we're going to learn the Sugya together. And Bez Hashem, we'll have Siyata Dishmaya. When we start to clear about showers in Yontif, there's two things that we have to discuss. The first thing is the issue that is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. The Mokir is a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem. Is the issue Midina de Gemara, we'll start with Shabbos. Osu li yisrachetz kol gufoi b'shabes b'chamim shehuchmu b'erev Shabbos. It's the isur derabbanon to take a hot shower in Shabbos, even if the water was warmed before Shabbos, and there's no problem when you open the boiler that hot water will come in. It's the isur derabbanon gemara in Shabbos daf meim. Osu li yisrachetz kol gufoi b'chamim shehuchmu b'erev Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch says, when Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha, and Hilchos Shabbos, Shabbos is Shin Chovot, and Hilchos Shabbos, also lichotz kol gufoy, afilu kol eiver ve'eiver levadoy, even if you take the shower separately, pieces by pieces, afilu b'mayim she'uchmu b'erev Shabbos, even if the water was warm before Shabbos, beinimu b'kli, if you go into a dish, beinimu bekarka, you go into like a mikveh, afilu lishpech hamayim al gufoy v'lishtatef, to take a shower, also, and everywhere you're not allowed to take a shower, go into a bath, aval mutar lichotz ponov yodo v'raglov, but you're allowed to rinse ponov yodo v'raglov. This is a halacha legabe Shabbos. We'll get to it in the Hemshech. Legabe Yontif is a machlekes rishonim. If you're allowed to rinse all of your body in water that was warmed before Yontif, the Shulchan Aruch, that is called the Mechaber, and Simen Tov Kuf Yud Alef, and this maybe we'll get to the Sfardim we'll see in the Hemshech, he paskins, you're allowed to take a hot shower in Yontif. It's only water that was warmed before Yontif. The Ramos says that the minig is not. The same issur that we have in Shabbos to take a shower from water that was warmed before Shabbos, the same issur we have in Yontif to take a shower from water that was warmed before Yontif. See the Mishnah Berurah that maybe in Yom Tov it's a little bit easier that if you rinse piece by piece, aver by aver, even if you rinse all of your body in the end, it will have to be mutar maybe. All of that is in water that was warmed before Shabbos and before Yom Tov. So again, in Shabbos is an issul to rinse, to take a shower with hot water that was warmed before Shabbos. And Yom Tov is a machlekes. Water that was warmed in Shabbos, in Yom Tov, you're not allowed to rinse your body. If the water was warmed in Yom Tov, you're not allowed to rinse your body. And the same thing is the issur to warm water in Yom Tov to rinse your body. Even you're allowed to make yourself a cup of tea in Yom Tov, but you're not allowed to rinse to warm water to take a full shower in Yom Tov. But this we'll explain later. All of this topic we'll get back to soon. We have to start with a topic that is negiah before we start this halacha. All of this issu was negiah to hot water. Cold water, a cold shower, we'll see later what cold means, doesn't mean freezing. But cold water, you're allowed to rinse yourself in Shabbos, in Yom Tov. We see the whole Shulchan Aruch was a problem to rinse yourself with hot water. Maim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, maim shehuchmu mishabbos. But with cold water, a cold shower, and maybe even pleasant water, see how much is pleasant, but pleasant water, you're allowed to. Ben b'Shabbos, ben b'Yom Tov. Zeis mefushin Shulchan Aruch. Even so, and here we're starting really this year, the Magen Avraham and Simen Shin Chavov, Sifkot Mechav Aleph, brings down, Kosvu apoiskim, noagu sheloi lirchoitz klal banohor oi bamikve, demotzui lovoi lidei schita aseo. Shabur brings it down in Sifkot Mechav Aleph. Kosvu apoiskim is the Magen Avraham, noagu sheloi lirchoitz klal banohor oi bamikve shemotzui lovoi lidei schita aseo. Ve'oid kamo taimi, mishum tiltul, when you go out the water, you're carrying some drops of water on you, chashash that you will come to swim, se iso shat de rabbanon. So even that the halacha is that you're allowed to take a cold shower, the halacha is only hot water you're not allowed to. No agu ha'oilom, it's a ma'aril in trumas ha'deshen. Achshav loy no agu lirchoitz b'tzoynen. Ve'im ken yofe osu sheloy holchu la'mikve b'shabbos. I'm not going out to the mikveh shayla. I'll tell you in a second why some people go to the mikveh. It's not going to get to that in a minute. The Levush is machmir so wide in this Isur for Noagu Olam, and he says even a person that is machmir on Tvilas Ezra, if he sees Kerry, he doesn't say Psukim, and he saw in Shabbos, better that he will not go to the mikveh, and not daven and not say Krishma from Oiver and the Minag Olam, if not to rinse. And this aloha is accepted by Litvish Chassidim Ke'echot. No one is choylek on this Minag. The mokif from the chassidim that they go to the mikveh is kiboit and a korban esanel. The Mishabur says v'ayin korban esanel. He's not megala what says there. He just says v'ayin korban esanel. That he says that rinsing in a mikveh is not a rechitze. It's a tvile of them chazal nishgiret. It's not a rechitze. It's a ma'is a tvile. It's a lot of rais. It's a different bismelrash. Not some will think that because I go to the mikveh I could take a shower. No shaykhs. Mikveh is a bazunder shir. I don't know, like, if the devil says something from Zaman on it. But Mikol Mokoyim, we're going back to the Isur. It's an Isur to Noagu Ha'olam. Mishabur brings it down. It's a Ma'aril in Trumas Ha'deshen. Sheloi lirchoitz b'tzoynen loy banohor v'loy b'mikve. And lefi that, be'etzem, if this is the Minag Ha'olam, we really have to stop Lechu and this that and say, so you can't take showers. No agu olam sheloy lirchoitz loy ba mikveh veloy ba mayon. Come inside. Come inside. Come inside. You're not allowed to take a shower because no agu olam sheloy lirchoitz loy ba mayon veloy ba mikveh. Isur rechitza. Is it isur rechitza? That's the minig ha'olam. It's a yisur chitza. And like this, in the Sefer Shoyne Halachos, from the Gaon Reb Chaim Kanievsky, is brought down in Shin Chovov, V'hoira Chazanish, She'ein Lakacha Showers, B'Shabbos V'yontav. Min Chasitzchok, from Dayan Weiss, Chelek Vov, Simen Lamed Beis, V'chein Osu to take showers. Min Ha'olam. Noagu, Trumas Hadeshen and Ma'aril, we said the Levush said it's better. Well, he didn't hold that mikveh is different, so he held even if a person who cannot daven because of that, to be makpid on this minig. Because the minig is so wichtig. The minig is so wichtig. So how, bichlal, is it sad to start to discuss the shower noise? Came Reb Moshe Feinstein, and Or HaChaim, Chelek Dalet, Simenai and Dalet, Rechitza Ois Gimel. And followed by the next Tshuva, Tshuva Einei. And someone asked him about the meaning in America not to take showers. Meaning of the Nesenu Shel Alichos B'Shabbos Afilu B'Tzoyne. This is the meaning of the Mogen Avrom, Thomas Hadeshen, and the Levush, Ma'aril. Haim, ein liskalech b'tzeinim gam b'yoyim sharav. He asked, no shachas yom tov shabbos, he asked the question if you're allowed to take a shower in a hot day. Tshuva, beloi tzar yesh lehachmir. Av sheloi motzinu b'sifer rabiseinu minak ze, aber kshemitztar mechoyim ayoyim rasha lehakel. But if it's very hard for him, he's allowed to be maker to take a cold shower. Three lines in Reb Moshe. The following tshuva, the shoyl asks him, why you didn't see no one is knowing? This is halacha. You're not allowed to take, to go to a mikveh or to a mayan to take a cold shower. So to Reb Moshe l'zeh. Ma she'ishavti b'tshuva akademes, shelo yimotzinu b'sifer rabiseinu, the minig not to take a shower, Hinei emes, the Thomas Hadeshen says, is a isul to rinse in the nor and the mikveh, even in cold water. We said, the people that have a minig, the mikveh is something else because they're not rinsing, and the mikveh they're going to teufel, it's andere zach. But the minig is we don't go to the nor and the mikveh to reichetz, even betzayne. But, Zagd Ramayisha, the minig is to dip inside, aval, to go into a bath. But to take a shower, shvichas mayim mal gufoi, ki uvde de miskaleach, like uvde of a shower, shuoyim etachas amiklachas, he's standing under the shower, vehamayim boim vezoichmim. Yeah, Moshe is explaining what is a shower. Yeah, you stand under a thing and water comes. Normally in Chazal we never had such a thing. Sheboim ishom mayim al roishe veruboi, zogt Reb Moshe, chen ha-ma'aril, sheivi ha-mogen avrom, mayri ben ha-orois. And I'll bring you a raya. The Ma'aril said, why we have a minig not to take a shower, so the Ma'aril, and not to rinse in cold water, because when you go out the water, you metaltel. And also, enechanami, the second reason of schite is shayach also be'etzem when you take a shower in the house. But be'etzem, it's not aloch, it's a minig from the Ma'aril and Tumas Hadeshen. Ma she no'agu, no'agu, ma she lo'inu'agu, lo'inu'agu. Oidi says, maybe if it would be only schita, they will never start the minig. They started the minig, giboit on that, that was the isur schita, en echshash tiltul, en echshash rechitze, en echshash betziruv kol ha'taymi, velochen berchitze, befrat babayit, especially in the house, that is no tiltul. We can't answer it. The male, if you want to pour cold water, Viskalech, b'miklachas, he in brackets he writes, shower, yeah? Sheike b'chol b'ay shepoi, every house here has it in America. Aval mikol mekim yodua, sheroiv insho me'atzmon b'lo yiroa ein miskalchim b'shabes. Lemais, it's bavust also in America that lemais people don't take showers on Shabbos. Lo yodua, it's not clear from where that minute came in America that we don't take showers. Maybe because normally we take from hot water, we're not used to take cold showers. No one likes to take a cold shower. And b'meile, Isu, hot water is the first Isu that we'll get to it back. Ma'im shehuchmu, you're not allowed to take. Kere Isu v'gmor b'Shabbos. And the water of America is not called water that was warmed before Shabbos. It's called water that is warmed in Shabbos. Even that you're not warming it. The government is warming it. But we'll get that back soon. Av shehuchmu me'atzmo. If you take out cold water, more hot water comes, could be it's a Isu d'Oraisa. So the minute people didn't take showers in the summer, even the ulai, maybe another reason America not that people didn't take showers, it's uvda d'choil. And ulai, because of these times already, we could call that as a minig in America. But ken zayin, poshut people didn't know. So Moshe is mesupik if minig America is not to take showers, if the minig of the Ma'aril spread to showers also, or the minig of the Ma'aril didn't spread. V'ayim b'shulchan aruch. See, Ibn Shtigl Raya, the Mishneh Berurah says that if a person wants to wash his water, his body with cold water, and then to stand near the oven, and the water will get a little bit warm. So Mishneh Berurah says it's also because the Isul to take a hot shower. So you're not allowed to put yourself cold water and stand near the water, even if it doesn't boil. It gets only a little bit warm. Because it's an Isul to take a warm shower. We'll get to that. The Bible holding in Shlav Aleph of cold showers and Shabbos. So he says, why didn't Mishneh Berurah say that anyway you can pour cold water on yourself? Because already I said that it's a meaning not to take showers today. Why says in Radin they didn't have a meaning not to take showers? Yeah? Not so shver, because I think it was no even one shower in Radin. Yeah? I'm not sure if today they have there yet. Aber mit kommen wir kein. Hari lo yom ne seinu be Europe klar mine gläser li shtatef. Aber bin ne seinu kan be Amerika, shike miklachas. That we have showers. Chazinen, we see that the mice of the mine ga yom is not to take showers. Ve loch. Her moish finishes the chuve. Af shlo im tzinu be sforim she mine kaze. Shim ken efshar. It's time. Yesh le achmir. I'm passing it that the minig is in America. בלא יצר. אבל כשמצטער יש להוקר. And it's a very big nafkimina. So Moshe says that the reason that he was matir is because בעצם he's mesupik of the minig not to take a cold bath is also going on gabi showers or it's not negiah to gabi showers. He's mesupik of the minig is negiah to showers and not negiah to showers. So while he's mesupik of the minig is negiah to showers or not, he says, "Lemaise not to be meikel stam, only be mokim tzar." Dain weiss lemoshul, when he brings down the isu of showers, he says it's asur. He writes down, "Veshamati sheyesh mekili be mokim tzar." Lemaise the chazanish shen halochas brings down from the chazanish that showers are asur. The Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso also says that there's no difference showers or baths. Everything is also. It's not negiah to. I'm not going now to the coolest. I want to build up the aloche. This is the derech we try in the shiur. The first aloche is a minig from Trumas Hadeshen and Maharshal that it was miskabel and ganz klar Yisrael, the Mishneh Berurah, Paskins, and Magen Avraham. You're not allowed to rinse in cold water. You're not allowed to go to a cold mikveh. It's also. Again, mikveh shel mitzveh is a different side that is not called rinsing, it's called toiveling. And this is the Kabbalah Sana says that Chazal were goyzer on rechitz and not on tvile. So it's a bazundere, it's a side thing. And then we'll see. Where you say this Kabbalah Sana? The vow we're saying it on Minag Aleph. Minag Aleph means, what I'll be dealing with the Gemara, was mutter to take a cold bath? Was mutter to take a cold shower? Was a Minag Natu? We said, Gzeir, Shema Yitaltal, Shema Yischot, all these Gzeirs, but Shemur and Paskins it. And here we had the Vikuch, if the Gzeir also applied on showers, or the Gzeir only applied like the original. Perhaps there would be no reason to make a difference. And Moshe says, and the Minag goes, the Fimo, the Minag was Niskabel. And the other one, Tainas. This was the minig. Man, the minig was not to rinse. So what was the difference? A shower or a bath? It doesn't make a difference, really. This is the first part. Now, Reb Moshe was matir b'mokim tzar, and the Trumas Hadeshen, I want to make clear, is mevuer, the minig, not to take showers, or not to take cold baths, was even b'mokim tzar. Reb Moshe didn't say that he's matir because the minig was not b'mokum tzar. He said he's misupik if the minig applies to America or not. So b'mokum tzar, he was maker to an Americanish, yeah? Because the Trumas Hadeshim brings down, you know, as a aloche, you're not allowed to go to a mikveh in Shabbos, to Tovel Kalim. Why? You're metaken money. So the shayla is, so why are you allowed to go to the mikveh to metayer yourself? Speaking on Iker Adin or Filikov and Asana. L'chur, you metaken money. So why is no issue to go to the mikveh mitzad metaken money? Tfilas Kalim is also in Shabbos. Why Tfilas Gavre is different? So if the guy is only going for chesidus and prishes, then there's no problem. It's not metaken money. But if a guy is too maskeri, so he's metayer himself. So the place can bring down, because anyway people go today to rinse. Speaking about Mi'ikar HaLoche. So Val Mi'ikar HaLoche, people went to rinse. So Bemele, people, it doesn't look like metaken money. Kalim, people don't stamp toivel. But people go to rinse, so it's not Mechzik metaken money. Zog the Trumas Hadeshen, but today that we have a meaning not to rinse. So L'chure, Lefi my meaning, you have to stop to go to the mikveh, because what is the whole letter? It's Tvile Chazal were not Geyser. But if the Minik was Rechitze, the time of Chazal was no Isra of cold water. But today there is an Isra of cold water, so if you're going to the Mikveh, we know that you're going because it's a Mikveh. So again, if it's Chesidus of Prish, it's not Negea. But if you tell me, it'll be Isra. Zokter. Okay, but what would it be if it's dirty? Maybe the dirty water, people will think that maybe you were very dirty and you went in. Zakter Hazay. And in our minig not to go to rinse, even if we're full with soya, we don't rinse because we have a minig not to go into the water. So even if you, like this, he said, maybe put on yourself soya and then go in. He says, no. People know that even if you have soya, you don't go in. So state klor in the Trumas Hadeshen, I think how much you schwitz is not covered with soya. Yeah? That the minig not to rinse, it's even if you cover the tzoya. Don't state in Trumas Hadeshen. I read the losh. Shemashmu emud alidu v'yeibu shemud alidu l'avimayim sruchim de'idlu shebo min aderech v'nislach lech b'tiv v'tzoya shemezmaneinu shemur ha'ping zedam shenoegu shel yisrach ez b'tzoynen av kshenislach lech b'tiv v'tzoya ein litvoil sheloi bezmano shere ein niri kemekar. So state in Trumas Hadeshen that minig, the leichte minig, was even b'mokim shenislach lech b'tzoyo v'tit, the minig was that they kept that minig. So I, Reb Moshe said, so we'll have to say that Reb Moshe meant, stop, why he is not machmir to say that in America, so don't have minig, because b'mokim tzar is not machmir. Okay, this is Shlav Aleph. So what people will say, Beseder, aber lemaise, I'm American, ich hab Reb Moshe Feinstein, Chazanish, Beseder, Shmir Shabbat, Beseder, I'm American, Reb Moshe said, b'mokim tzar is mutter, so he wants to step into the shower, right? And from this, some people started to go into showers, to cold showers. So we have to know, again, Reb Moshe said, "B'mokim tzar yalav." The Shmir Shai says not to do it, but Reb Moshe said, "We'll go to the next step." So the bar, if you want to have Reb Moshe, you have Reb Moshe to take a cold shower, right? Come, we'll go to the next step. A person says, "Okay, I'm Reb Moshe Dick. I'm going to take a cold shower. Shabbos Yontef." No problem. So we tell him, okay. Now the guy doesn't want to take a freezing cold shower. Right? So a freezing cold shower he will take. So he wants the water to be a little bit warm. Or at least pleasant. So come, we'll see if he's allowed to have a little bit warm water to take the shower. Or only the heter is to take a cold shower. In Ilchei Shabbos, we paskin, Osu liisrachetz kol gufoi afilu eiver levadoi, afilu b'mayim shehuchmu b'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to take in Shabbos a shower with hot water, even if you're not doing the whole body together, you're doing eiver. Ben bekli, ben bekarka, afilu לשפוך המים על גופו ולהשתתף עשו. אבל מותר לחוץ פונו ויודו ורגלו. Why? זה גזירה דרבונון, if you will come to take warm showers. And Shabbos, you will come to warm up water in Shabbos. So Chazal made a gzeira that they didn't want you to warm up water in Shabbos. They asked you to take a warm shower in Shabbos. And even if you're not taking the whole body, even if you're taking Eiver, is also to take a warm shower in Shabbos, even if the water was warm before Shabbos. Gzeira that you will come to cook water in Shabbos. Gzeira that you will come to cook water in Shabbos, but b'choish el klal Yisrael. So the Gemara, the Balonim, they had in the places that they had the Beis HaMelechetz, they had wood in the bottom. And the guy that was in charge, the mikveh guy, was in charge to keep the water, and the wood was sometimes going cold. And Shabbos, he was choyte begicholim, you know. This is a job. All people were yelling at him. So Mishnah Berurah says, Lefichoch, b'mokim shenoagu lehochem es hamikveh, tzorich leizor shelo yiyeh rak poishrim. Shim loiken osur litvoil. So again, you're going to a mikveh in Shabbos. The few shittas that we hold that there's no difference tvila or not tvila. So even though the water was warm before Shabbos, so the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to go inside, even if the Isha, we speak on the tvila's mitzvah, the Isha has to go to the mikveh in Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says you have to be sure that the water is poishrim. It's not hot. Because if it's hot, it's the Isha to rinse all of your body in Shabbos. I get my ankle up in the sandal. That mikveh is different. Yeah? See, Alamo, Mishnah Zaman Reibach would say, I'm saying it because some bocher asked me today to shayla if he's allowed to go on a bus. Someone else will pay in the second day yontif. Shem Zahm would say, Alamol, as megeitza heisev mikveh and Shabbos, this is also pashas al pi aloche, chutz in the korban asal. But as memachdos, if you do it, it's a ilikayid. But to go, he said, to go on a train in London, in yontif, mistomis nishken isu. Someone, you pay before. But as memachdos, do it's a shaygetz. אז זה גדול. אבל המקווה אפשר שזה פושט לפי אוסץ אוסרו, אבל הוא מחת אז מסתאי לי קייר. אבל אז מגיע את הטרן, מסתא שגל. זה בואו בואו זאת בוס סקנד די, תרס הער, תרס העין, רב כבר כן יש לרעי. שגלס, שגלס, כפשוט. בכל מקום, so hot water, you're not allowed to go in hot water in Yontif, at Shabbos. And you're not allowed to take a hot shower. But if it's not hot, it's poishrim, you're allowed to. What is poishrim? Pleasant water that you're allowed to take a shower in Shabbos. We're speaking now without the mimic. Yeah? We're speaking now mi'ikar ha'aloche. That hot water is osu, cold water is mutar. We spoke about the mimic. Now we're leaving the mimic, we're going back to the ikar ha'aloche. Hot water is osu, poishrim is mutar. Some say poishrim means less from what normal you take. Normal is a shower where people take a shower, pleasant water, a little bit less from that. Some say it has to be less than 37. But the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to be sure that the mikveh is pleasant. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul says that every mikveh that you shut the water before Shabbos, it's less than 37 Celsius over Shabbos. That's the Mitzvah. 98 by you? So, I don't know if it's right. If it's right, I'm asking to say 98. I can't make a shower. I'll smack that you know the numbers. Yeah. But we call Efshar. You do milse ba'alma Efshar. But we call Mekoyim. Pashtus is for sure much less from that, because every time it drops to 37. Mishnah Berurah says, if you go to the mikveh, be sure that it's poishrim. If the water is shut before Shabbos, they check in every mitzias. I'm not saying in our days. In our days, we have radiators inside that keep the heat of the water. The whole system works different. No one warms up with fire, and then it goes off. We have a different system. We have radiators, we have circulated water. We have all different things that make the water to stay warm. We'll get to that. But mikol mekoyim, you're allowed to take a pleasant shower with water that was warm before Shabbos. Mi'ikar hadin. What is water that was warm before Shabbos? Some say it's only water that was warm before Shabbos. Meaning to say it was warm before Shabbos, shut the fire, then was no gzeira. But if the water is carrying on cooking in Shabbos, even if you're not doing a melacha, it's on the fire. It's not called Chamim Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos. Some say no. Even if it's cooking over Shabbos, if you didn't cook it in Shabbos, you put it on the fire, and it got warmed on its own, it's also considered Huchmu Me'erev Shabbos. This is what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Euerbach wants to learn. He has a raya from Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Not everyone is masking, and Rabbi Moshe is mashma that he learns not like that. Emotionally, you have water that is warm with a Shabbos clock. Shlomo Zalman says it's called Huchmu Me'erev Shabbos. It's Huchmu Me'erev Shabbos. Dud Shemesh, even if the water went inside in Shabbos, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wants to be maker. Then it's called Huchmu Me'erev Shabbos. A lot of poskim hold not like that. Most poskim. Okay, so this halacha is a simple halacha. A warm shower with water that was warm before Shabbos. Maim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to take a full shower. You're only allowed to take a pon of yodav eraglov. If it's not hot, poishrim, then you're allowed to. If it's huchmu be'Shabbos, it's also even to take a little bit. So again, we're mesakim. Maim shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos. Maim shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to take a shower on all of your body, only part of yodav eraglov. If the water is not hot from before Shabbos, you're allowed to take a shower. If the water was warm in Shabbos, then you're not allowed to take even a part. It's also bichlal. It's also bichlal. The heter when to take not kol gufoy when it's not. The seder. We'll go to the next halacha. Huchmu b'Shabbos not negretos. The val it's also. Even poishrim is also. If it got warm than Shabbos, even a pleasant shower you're not allowed to take. Comes Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and here is the heart of the heter, that even though we're holding in Shabbos, but I want you to hear it close. Biur halacha brings down Rabbi Kiva Eiger one line. Again, also lichotz kol gufo yafilu eiver eiver levad b'mayim shuchmu me'erev Shabbos. But if it's not hot, you're allowed to. Aval huchmu b'Shabbos. Ve'asur b'rechitza bichlal. Zog Rabbi Kiva Eiger, umitztaer, af al pi she'ein choy li kol haguf, yesh loimar demutar lichotz. Rabbi Kiva Eiger is matir to take a hot shower if you're sick, if you're mitztaer. Af al pi she'ein choyle. And the Shmir Shabbos says, so bad, and if someone doesn't feel good, very much not feeling good, is allowed to take a hot shower in Shabbos, b'mayim she'uchmu be'erev Shabbos. Maim she'uchmu be'erev Shabbos, you're allowed to take a shower in Shabbos if you mitztayer me'oid. What is the shir of mitztayer me'oid is a big argument. Shmir Shabbos in the Sefer was a shtick of Meikel. He said if someone schwitzes a lot, this is the mitztayer me'oid from Rabbi Kiva Eiger, you're allowed to take a hot shower. Reb Moshe Weisleis didn't learn like that. Because Reb Moshe was only matter be mitztayer because that he was not sure if the Gzeira exists in Tzoynin or not. Not because we have the Rabbi Kiva Eiger. So till here, the halachas ha-mesudah. Machen a little sikum and we'll go to the next shlav. Cold water, we have a minig not to take showers. We don't have the Rabbi Kiva Eiger on that minig. Hot showers, we just want to know that even if you cover with soya, the minig was not to take a shower. Yeah. Then, hot showers, it's also to take if Huchmu Me'erev Shabbos, Kiveg says if he's mitztaer, mitztaer doesn't mean that he has a piece of dirt on him. Mitztaer means that he's sick, he has a schwachkeit. Rabbi Kiveg is matir. Shlomo Zalman says, what is the pshat taki? Why they were matir? Evi the rabbanon, they were not matir b'mokum mitztaer. He says here, be'etzem, it's a gzeira that bad people will come to put on fire in Shabbos. A lot of gzeiras, he says, but it was not a gzeira on specific people. He said most people are not choshed lechal Shabbos for that. There's a gzera on the balonim. It's not the balonim, but mokim tzar they were matir. Okay, but again, this is water that was warm before Shabbos. Is also to take a full shower. Also to take a full shower. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down that when it's also to take a full shower, even to take a half a shower is also. Shnebua says when you're allowed to take a half a shower, but you're not allowed to do it in a place that normally you take showers. Because it's a gzeira that you'll take a full shower. So he says, so how you could rinse your hand and your face in the bathroom? Because you have clothes on. But if you go into the shower, like the Piskei Tshuvos, even if you only wash your head and your feet, it's also. Because Mishabur brings down from the Bis Yosef that the aser to rinse even a part of your body in Beis HaMelechet, because you will come to rinse all of it. So Melin Shabbos is not even negea to take a shower, even a half shower, Beruchmu Be'erev Shabbos. Only if it's pleasant, then you'll be allowed to, again, it's not this aloha, or we have the Isur from the Minig, but the Mokim Tzar Godel, maybe you'd be allowed to take a shower in Shabbos with pleasant water. Because, Be'etzem, the Mokim Tzar Godel Moed, Kivege is matter even with hot water, but we have the Minig. But if it's not Mamish Choyli Godel, so if you're a Tzar, so you have the Minig not to take showers, but Ramosha says the Mokim Tzar you're allowed to. This is the first part of the aloha, and the second I will bring it back. I want to leave all of that and now to go to Yom Tov. Because I think no Yid in Klal Yisrael takes showers on Shabbos. Baruch Hashem. The whole story starts in this Yom Tov. Yeah? And it's partial. First, in Shabbos, not such a big mitzvah. It's not get to Yom Tov when it's 3 days. When it's 3 days and the last day of Shabbos, is also not so negeah. 2 days. But now the question is, after schwitzing of 2 nights staying awake, yeah, and a whole Shabbos, so the shaila is, you're allowed to take a shower. The halach is like this. Hilchis Yom Tov Simen Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. Seif Beis. Mutor lehochem, you're allowed to warm water to make a cup of coffee. You're allowed to warm water to rinse your hands. But you're not allowed to warm water in Yom Tov for taking a full shower. Why? You're allowed to put a fire on, right? You're not allowed to scratch a match because it's moilid, but you're allowed to move fire. Hutro. So why are you not allowed to warm water to take a bath? You're allowed to warm water to rinse your hands. You're allowed to warm water to rinse your face. But why are you not allowed to warm water to take a shower? We have two reasons. The Rambam learns it's Azevi and Shabbos, it's also Chazal Asur Gzeras Berchatzos, also the Rabbanon. But that even doesn't make sense that it'd be Yosef. Because obviously you're allowed to cook. The Rishonim say different. And here is the next noise that is very important. You know, in Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook, but you're not allowed to cook for Goyim. Lochem v'loy legoyim. The most, why a lot of shit is so you're not allowed to smoke in Yom Tov? You're allowed to, I'm not going off. Some people say smoking is healthy, some people say it's not healthy. Yeah, most poskim I think know that it's healthy. Today they say that it's not. But why some poskim hold that you're not allowed to smoke in Yom Tov? Because it has to be a shovel lechol nefesh. Smoking is not shovel lechol nefesh. Smoking is not shovel lechol nefesh. Rinsing all of the bodies, Zogin the Rishonim, it's not Shavu, only the fancy people do it. As they Zogin Al Rishonim. Mishnah Berurah brings down. Why are you not allowed to rinse? Aber the Rechitzas Gufoi, Eino Shavu Lechol Nefesh, Rak Lemeugonim, only the fancy people. Only the fancy people take showers every day. Came all the poiskim and started to yell, 1 second, Abarazay, in our days, everyone takes showers. It's not only fancy people. So, b'meili, you're allowed to warm water. So, if you're allowed to warm water, it's no issue. You're allowed to open the fire, warm water, and take a hot bath. You're right. Lefi the Rambam was the issue the Rabbanon, also as Ebi Shabbos. But the Rambam is a das yochit. So, issue the Rabbanon, Say it. To be a suffix de rabbanon. But if you're all the rishonim, it has to be muta. So some say no. The Torah doesn't change. It's like Nisim Karelitz. Ah, so they say, so why cigarettes? Some the Mishnah Berurah says that if today most people smoke, could be a heter. So, cigarettes, then they hold it was healthy, something else. There's a reason a lot of people hold that today is no heter. But at this time, this reason I said is you have to know what if cigarettes are healthy or not, because if they're not healthy, so the whole shtickle Torah doesn't work with Nisim Karelitz. I think in China they hold out that it's healthy. No, it changes from country to country. Mikol Makayim. Zalam Shanedis. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that he himself wanted to say that it changed today, but it did not. He has a lot of tzedakah. He wants to say, Lemoshel, that could be, he says, Lemoshel, when people schwitz, it's not called that every guy that schwitz needs a shower. Medicine. It's called not shovel chol nefesh. Why? Every guy that has a headache needs it. It's not the pshat, something that every person needs. This taki only the really fancy people need a shower every day. But you smell, you need a shower, this is when you're dirty. It's not called shovel chol nefesh. When everyone gets dirty, he says, as they be headaches. Everyone that has a headache takes a medicine, yeah? But medicine is not called shovel chol nefesh. Because brim don't need it. Another side, they say like this. You're right, maybe a shower, but a bath not everyone takes, right? Maybe some things will change, yeah? The about baths not everyone takes every day. So b'meile, even as man of Chazal, the marshal, people rinse part of Yodav Raglov and all different things. Of a vow, the real rinsing, merchatzois, was also, so they asked for the whole lot. That stayed also. So Iker Achroev, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and Reb Sefraim, and all the poiskim, that b'zman hazeh, is an issue to warm water for a shower. So I'm trying to explain. We'll make a sikkum later. If we'll say that things changed, chusum shita sarambam, you're allowed to take showers in Yontif. Why? Shove lechol nefesh. I'm allowed to warm the water. So it can't be an issue to rinse gzeire. The minig will exist yet. The minig. That gzeire mishum schite. But before the minig, it's began ikara aloche. And ikara aloche that the isur to take showers gzeire osur lichutz b'mayim shehuchmu gzeire shemo yovei lehochem mayim. If you're allowed to take a shower, it's no isur. If you're allowed to warm the water, so the ma'aser we cannot say mechan that heter, but we have to remember that that heter is somewhere there. Okay, so we decided you're not allowed to warm the water. Now, what would it be if the water was warm before Yontif? We saw in Shabbos, we said, you're not allowed to take a shower. What happens in Yontif? The Mechaber Paskins, Yontif, Mutor li Yisrachetz b'mayim shehuchmu b'erev Yontif. Shittas HaMechaber, Mutor li Yisrachetz kol gufoy, mayim shehuchmu. And again, although it was cooked before, and if it was cooked beheter, if it was cooked b'isu, the isul doesn't mean have to be a isul. Lama zang, when a person cooks himself water to drink, then you want to take a shower, you're not allowed to lefi lemechaber. Gzeire that you will come to cook water in Yontif, and that you're not allowed to cook for yourself. But if the water was cooked before Yontif, and lefi Rav Shlomo Zalman me'elov, duchemesh, all of these things that we'll see later what is called me'elov, the mechaber is matir. The Ramos says, v'noyagim le'eser. Our meaning is that in Yontif, you're also not allowed to take a full shower from hot water, even shehuch mukaydim Shabbos. But ever, you're allowed to. Even if you take the whole body. Because the mechaber himself is matir. So here it's more kal. Here is more kal. Okay, so now we have like this: Ma'im shehuchmu be'erev yontef lefi de mechaber, you're allowed to take a shower. Lefi de ramo, you're not allowed to take a full shower. Some the Mishnah Ramo says, but because be'etzem the mechaber was matir, and the Mishnah Berurah says the ikar halacha is that ma'im shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos. You're allowed to. Ma'im shuchmu be'erev Shabbos. You're allowed to do a shower in Yontef. Letzorech choyle. Letzorech cotton. The womatir. The womatir. Letzorech choyle be cotton. The womatir. Why? Rab Kivi Eger was matir even in Shabbos. Letzorech choyle. So here, letzorech choyle in Yontef is a sach leichter. This is what we have in the Sfarim. So now, I want to go to the first part, and then we'll go to the second part. A person wants to take a shower in Yom Tov. So he has to deal with cup and tilts. First, if he's not suffering, this is what Shmuel told me, a normal Shavu Bachar is not called Mitztayer Harbe. But you don't like it, this is not called Mitztayer Harbe. We have 9 days. We also don't take showers. Mitztayer harbe has to be that Chazal will matir shvus. So I'm starting with that level, and we'll go down, down, down. If you're not mitztayer harbe, beetzem, the heter for Rabbi Kivi Eger doesn't exist. The only heter that you have is Rabbi Moshe. That maybe showers are different. Maybe the takana was not said in showers. Shmuel Shabbos doesn't like it. Rav Moshe said, maybe the takana was not said in showers. The minig was not said in showers. Chazanish asers, Dain Weiss asers, Shmuel Shabbos asers. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, because it's a suffix if it's noig in showers or not, you could be making to take a cold shower. So if you're a Rav Moshe dik, you could take a cold shower. But this is on a cold shower. Or, we'll say water that was warm before Shabbos, that is lower from what normally you take a shower. Lower from what you normally take a shower. Comes now Yom Tov. And this is the reason Lemaise in America also in Shabbos, no one was mekabel the seder. No one is knowing in Shabbos to take showers. Came Yom Tov. And here people came, but a shtikel kule. Why? First they said, in our Yom Tov, you're right, was the meaning not to take showers, not to go into the rinse. Why was the meaning not to rinse? Could be tiltul. Tiltul is not nagan Yom Tov. Tiltul is not nagan Yom Tov. Schita is nagan Yom Tov. Could be Rav Moshe said the reason was because normally they took hot showers, but maybe there were geyser that people would take. If we'll say that you're allowed to rinse in Yom Tov called Gufoy, so the Iker HaLoch of hot water doesn't exist. So again, if you have Moshe Dik, you do like this. The meaning of showers doesn't exist, for sure not in Yom Tov. Hot water is not a problem, so I can take a hot shower. In Shabbos, I'm not allowed to take a hot shower. So it's only a cold shower. No. But in Yom Tov, I'm allowed to take a hot shower, because the meaning is, because Kol Gufoy I'm allowed to. But the Maisa, we will not mekabel the heter of Kol Gufoy. No one holds you allowed to cook for Kol Gufoy. So what people want to do? So here is the shail. A person wants to take a hot shower in Shabbos and Yom Tov. If the water is on a boiler, and the water was cooked in Yom Tov, Lemaise, it's not the right thing to take a shower. Only if you're taking it with pleasant water, cold. Maybe you can make it that doesn't have to be freezing. Could be pleasant, just a little bit less than what you take normally, less than 37 degrees. It's beseda. It's beseda. You're allowed to take a shower if you say mechad Reb Moshe. If you want it to be a little bit warmer, if the water was warmed in Yom Tov, you're not allowed to, especially if the water was warm in Yom Tov. Not only that you're not allowed to if the water was warmed in Yom Tov, that you're not allowed to. Also, even the pleasant water that was warmed in Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use. If that, because it's exactly that you will come to warm it for yourself. So you're not allowed to. So it's two eitzes. There's an eitzah that you have a hot water that was cooked before Yom Tov, you close it, you close the boiler, no, and finished normal water is getting warmed in Yom Tov, and then you're allowed to. Or a dud shemesh. And a dud shemesh, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that we look at it ki'ilu it was warm before Yontif. So some people, again, that are soymech on Reb Moshe, was soymech to use even warm water that was done before Yontif. But here we have the shaila. And I'll try to make it misudal, the most simple that we could. And we'll divide it to six groups. Cold showers for numul bachrim, it's not the right thing to do. If you say mechan Reb Moshe and you mitztair doesn't mean stam, you have an hutu b'saymech to take a cold shower. A warm shower, the minig is not to take, if you're Ashkenazi, even if the water was warm before Shabbos. Even if the water was warm before Yom. See, even Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed. If, very clear, you mitztair me'oid, so then you could for sure pick up the Reb Moshe. And if you me'oid mitztair, you could move into the next step to take a warm shower, to be same as Reb Kiveh Egel. But only from water that was warm from before Shabbos. Only from water that was warm from before Yom Tov. Water that was warm than Yom Tov is awesome. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach came and said, if the water works on its own, so it doesn't make a difference that it was warm than Yom Tov. If it's a Dud Shemesh, it doesn't make a difference that it was warm in Yom Tov. So I smacked them, a lot of people went, and they took showers. They said, I'm mitztair me'oid. And already, I could see some people here decided already they're mitztair me'oid. Yeah, I'm mitztair me'oid to see them. But they're mitztair me'oid. And Memele, they're saying, we are planning to say Mechel Reb Kiveh Egel. And they have some rabbanim that tell them that they could do that. Yeah? Again, only water that was warm before Shabbos, or Reb Shlomo Zalman Dik, that the water that is boiling already, Me'ilov, it's called Me'ilov. I can't stop them, but I want to save them from a different aveir. And here's the problem. We'll start with an American boiler. America, they don't have Dud Shemesh. So the guy knows he wants to take a shower on Shabbos. They put on the hot water before Shabbos, boils the whole Shabbos. And now, mitztair me'oid, the third day, mamash, his feeling is chalashing, yeah? You know, one of the guys that is not mitztair me'oid, I saw one, the same bacher that told me that he's mitztair me'oid, I saw once going to a hike for 4 days, he was schwitzing. So, he's mitztair me'oid. No, he looked so happy in the hike. So it's not mitztair me'oid. You can't fool yourself. If you don't play basketball, you're mitztair me'oid. But he plays basketball and he's wet. So why he doesn't stop to play in the middle? Hey, mitztair me'oid. As soon as mitztair me'oid, yeah? So that sweatness is not called mitztair me'oid. Well, you're talking 5 hours, 6 hours, if the game goes longer. Masood, sweating like that is worse than masood. You can't stand it, these guys. Lamashane. I'm telling you, it's mitztair me'oid that they do it. But lamashane. But I'm saying, it's not a chokhmah to say. But lamashane, they have these rabbonim, these rabbis that told them that it's okay. Now is a problem. And here's a big vikuach. All of that is before, so I'll tell you, is a chumah that slugs up the ganze Reb Moshe. But I'm saying now first the Seder HaLoche, before we get to the chumah. Rav Feldman. Zogt Razi. You have a boiler, the water is warm. You take a shower, it's time Seder. When you take out the water, new water comes in. You're cooking water in Yom Tov. What is your hetter? What does he have to cook water in Yom Tov? By himself. That's the way it works. That's the way you go to Ganem, straight. What is the way it works? You put out water, the water comes in. This is a melach in Yom Tov. What Rosh Hashanah is not matter. Dud Shemesh. What Rosh Hashanah said, work on his own, he said something else. If you put a Shabbos clock on, it's not called that you cooked it in Shabbos. this is didn't work on his own. You brought it in.
Shemesh also.
Dut Shemesh is a different story. Dut Shemesh is a different story. You're doing it. So stop. Bichlal. Before that, Lama Zogin, you have boilers, and Lama Zogin, you're allowed to. You have to know only the 21st guys in yeshiva can take a shower. Lamosh, if you have a boiler in Yadira, you have to know. If you have a boiler in Yadira, you have to know only the first guy is allowed to take a shower. Because the next guy is new water that came in, that's Maim Shuch Mabiyantif. The second guys in the Yadira cannot take. But I hope that it's not a whole deer of bad people, yeah? So, what I'm saying, you have to know, I'm saying in yeshiva, Lamosho, if 20, 30 guys start to take showers, so the new guys, I'm not speaking of the yeshiva, that's the Dut Shemesh, we'll get later to Dut Shemesh. But Lama Zogin is a boiler. So stam is a problem, you have to know, only the first group is allowed. Second, how long, I don't know how big is the person, how big is the shower, and how big is the water. Some guys, you don't stand there for an hour, you can see them. Some guys do in and out, yeah? If a guy goes in for an hour, he finished it for everyone. It's done, yeah? Right, so it's also. The first guy makes more water, but there's enough water there to take a shower without that water. So it's yesh bilen, it's not also. But after, this is what the poskim can say. But if it's roiv already, so then it's also. But I'm not speaking about now, I'm speaking about the first guy, how he takes a shower. New water comes in. He's doing a meleches mevashel in Shabbos in Yom Tov. In Shabbos, everyone knows you're not allowed to open a boiler, right? Why? Because you're mevashel. So here also you're mevashel. So what is the answer?
Also with the sink.
What?
Also with the sink.
Also with the sink, you have the same question. So what is the answer in the sink? The answer in the sink is that, be'etzem, when I'm opening the sink, I'm doing it letzerech oichal nefesh. Because hands are considered eichel nefesh. It's shovel echol nefesh. Or I have to do it to the dishes, that it's shovel echol nefesh. So I'm doing a zach that is mutim. So here's a big shaila in the poskim. A person wants to do a barbecue in Yom Tov. He has coals, and he puts some meat on the barbecue. What happens is, every time when you put a meat on the coals, some get higher, and some, today you have the electric ones, but in the old days, so when you put it on the coals, at the place that you put the meat, it shuts the fire. It's mechabe. That is not good. Forget. You don't want it for the food. So this is not letzorech oichel nefesh. So it's a big shaila. I'm cooking loichel nefesh, but I'm doing melochas that I don't need for the oichel nefesh. Lemoshel. It's a big machlekes. Most poskim hold, you're not allowed to lower a gas in Yom Tov. In America, they do it in Eretz Yisrael, no one does it. Why? I'm not going out to the shaila. Because when you're lowering it, you're not cooking with the fire that is not here, you're not cooking. You cook it with the fire that is left. So the melech is mechabe, it's not cooking really. You can't cook with that fire because it will burn. So you're moving him away. But it's not a melech that beats and that melech is cooking. So I'm saying it is cooking, I'm not going out to the... Everything is a shiur b'fnei atzma. But, so when a guy is opening the tap to take water, even if more water will come in, so first, could be he needs it for later. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. Maybe a lot of people will do rinsing dishes. And Rosh Hashanah says maybe the last hour Tanki of Yontef will be a problem. But even if not, most poskim say, Val, what I'm doing is the tzorech oichel nefesh, even if I'm causing a meloche, mash'enk in a shower, we said that it's not called shovel echol nefesh. It's not called shovel echol nefesh. Even though I'm kveig as a kasha, but every shower also has hands and feet. So Rosh Hashanah, I'm kveig as kasha, yeah? We can't go into every kasha now, yeah? But we call Makoyim, so the pe'ula that I'm doing is not mutot mechal al yonta for it, right? So for sure I'm not allowed to do a backwards meloche b'chai gavme. So if I'm washing my hands, most boys can say, because it's a psikresha, it's not a nichale, l'tzerich yonta, I'm in a misasik and I think that I'm allowed to do. But here, not everyone asks. So, lemoshel, in a normal house, the Shmir Shabbos told me it's not a problem. Because anyway, people need hot water for Yom Tov. So I told him, no, I'm speaking in yeshiva, that no one washes dishes. No one needs that water. We speak that everyone is taking showers. Said in yeshiva, tell them that it's also to take showers. I meant the old person in the house, mitzvah, yeshiva bochim are not called mitzvah. Even if they're Americans. He's speaking in yeshiva, I'm sorry, I never meant the matter. Race everything what we said. Say osu, osu, osu. But I was trying to explain to them that it'd be a problem to open the showers, the more water coming in. The mevashel. They want to know technical. So it's a big problem. So that, even if you're allowed to, so if it's a dut shemesh, Shlomo Zalman says you're allowed to. Why? Because the dut shemesh is not supposed that it's also to start to cook with. So Avada, everyone knows that the first Shmir Shabbos was written that you're allowed to, and the stipler did what he did, and the Shmir Shabbos changed his mind. But Mikol Mekoyim, and dut shemesh of Shlomo Zalman, I heard that some rabbanim hold, if it's a shasa tchak otsum, you could be making with a dut shemesh. But if not, the problem is, even if you're allowed to take a shower, so again, in a house it's easier, because you want to have hot water for rinsing dishes, for things that you need. But in a yeshiva lemashal, or in a dira, that no one uses that water for nothing, no one is rinsing dishes, and no one rinses hands for hot water, no one needs hot water. So I'm saying, the eitzah is if you want to take a shower, really, to close the water and not to come in anymore. So then, again, if it's a shas adchak, you have water to be saved. I just want to finish that there's a Yidra Feldman, he's the son of the Shashiva from Baltimore. He printed a big maimel that he wants to say that in our showers, and he said he has a letter from Rabbi Eliashiv and Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Gdoyle Yisroel. That is no heter to take showers. The whole thing is not negeh. Not negeh. Why? He tines like that. He says, could be in yeshivas to be mutter, but in diras to be also. Why? Shulchan Aruch says like this, that you're allowed to take a shower, the feed of mechaber. Mi hu davke chutz lemerchatz, aber bemerchatz osu. Bemerchatz, you're not allowed to take hot water. Chazal aser to rinse yourself in a merchatz, mishum gzeiras balonim. So you're not allowed to wash yourself with warm water in a merchatz. You're not allowed to rinse yourself in a merchatz. Mishum gzeiras balonim. He sent to Rabbi Eliashiv and to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky that what is the merchatz today? The bat. This is the place that people take baths. So even to take a shower there, b'mayim shehuchmu is also the heter was not in the normal place where people. Yeshmokum lo de lesser liskalech bechamim ba bati shalom mitam noisaf. דהיני המבוא בשוכנו, ולא יתירו לרץ בחם משוכמו ברביונטה, ולא רק בבייס החיצן. אך בתוך המרחץ עשו, וברן מבוא, ובייס הפנימי עשו, אף להשתתף, even a shower. ולחורי, אנבטיה שלנו דינום כמרחץ. וממילא עשו אף להשתתף, תדאי כשאור. דפשס הגדורס מרחץ, וקולמוקים שמוצו בי אנבטיה, בכבי הסליחס בתאירו. ולאו דווקא a public thing. Why? Because the gzeres goes by it all. ושאלתי על ידי תלמיד חוכם הסגרי של ישי, ואומר שיש להחמיר, לא לנסה אמבטיה שלנו כמרחץ. גם הרגרח קניאבסקי ומיכדר היסקים לעשר. So, he tells us that could be בכלל with hot water. So with cold water, I've done שתי נשכן גזירה. But that's חמים שהוכמו מערב שבס, to be making on the דוד שמש, or when the boiler is closed. Oh, when the boiler is closed, b'meile b'chai gavne, he wants to be machmir. Now, one more thing, it's really getting very late. Some people have a heter, they take a shower yonte, but they don't rinse the whole body. I'm sure you heard about it. They do eva eva. All these shivishas that do it like that. Say, Most don't do bichlal. Yeah, the miyuta, we learn the sugya. Yeah, the miyuta that do it, the choshev is they do eva. Why? Because the mechaber paskins again that you're allowed to rinse in hot water shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. The Ramos says that it's also right. So we said that there is mitzayir ma'oid ma'oid ma'oid. But the Mishnah Berurah says that even that the Ramo asks in Shabbos to take a shower in Yontif, but Eiver Eiver is mutter. Even that in Shabbos Eiver Eiver is also, but in Yontif Eiver Eiver is mutter b'mayim shehuchmu b'erev Shabbos. So be'emes, if you take a shower, okay, you have the isur from the minig. But if lo yitzur you say mechan reboisha for the minig, so if you do Eiver Eiver, you don't have to be a mitzvah ma'oid. It's enough to be American that say mechan Reb Moshe to do a Eiver Eiver. So, l'chur, it sounds so light. So, Reb Moshe, everyone here feels that he wants to be say mechan. Okay, not to be the feste mitzvah, but to do Eiver Eiver. So first, from this comes the yeshiva shaheta from Eiver Eiver. It's a sefer Piskei Tshuvos, very accepted today. He tainas that Val Mishnah Berurah said that b'merchatz, b'mokam that people rinse, there's no heter of eiver eiver because they will come to rinse the whole body. So he says the only heter is if you leave some parts of your clothes on. So man, you could do it. You could leave some underwear. I'm saying if a person really feels that he needs to do it and he wants to be samech, it's not so light. I'm saying okay, so maybe. A person could say, okay, this is already another gzeire, but this is the mokim for people that are already doing it. Again, I'm saying, I don't want you to do it. But people that are doing it, to know the madreges. Cold water, warm water from Erev Shabbos, Eiver Eiver, mitzar me'oid. If yesh kaze davar, you're allowed to. But it has to be from Huchmu Me'erev Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman says every Duchemish is called Huchmu Me'erev Shabbos. And if you have a Duchemish, Shlomo Zalman says it's not such a problem to do it, even that new water comes in. If it's a water from a boiler, it has to be, again, Erev Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman says also, even if it's warmer than Shabbos. But there again, you have to know that if people used it already, you're not allowed to use it. Again, then you have to know there's a problem, the hot water coming in. Have to ask me more Zachen, but we'll stop here.
Well, that shampoo, right? That shampoo. So,
what?
Shampoo is so big.
If you're allowed, shampoo, you're allowed to, but not to rub any hair.
Like,
the hair is a problem.